A Pilgrim's Way is one of the very many songs in this catalogue, which originated as a poem by Rudyard Kipling and was set to music by Peter Bellamy, the very fine folk singer, sadly lost to the tides of time. But Bellamy leaves with us an anthology of so many beautiful melodies that capture what Kipling seemed to have been feeling when he wrote his poetry. Whether by design or accident, Kipling picked this phrase, A Pilgrim's Way, because it's commonly used to describe the path that pilgrims and religious believers will follow when they go to a particular place of pilgrimage. So a destination, be it Mecca, Canterbury, or the Santiago de Compostela. Kipling lays out a sort of route map for life with the valleys expressed in this song. He goes into detail about all the different types of people that you're likely to meet and how to interact with them and how to let them affect you by inspiring or putting you off. Bellamy's arrangement, which includes his genius melody and some sumptuous strings in the background, has led to so many other artists finding this song and recording it for themselves. My favourites include the versions by Finest Kind, Cockersdale, and of course, the version by The Pilgrim's Way, who named themselves after the song. The concept of walking a pilgrim's way through life has also made its way beyond music and into the field of meditation. There's a fantastic app and meditation course that I'd like to recommend. The app is called Waking Up, and the course is called The Pilgrim's Way by Pico Iyer. You can access these with a free trial from the Waking Up app, and they offer scholarships to people who can't afford to later take out a full membership after the trial. The tagline of this course is, to travel means ultimately nothing more than coming back home a different person from the one who left. I think the poems of Kipling generally have that effect on people. They take them on a journey and leave them transformed. And so if you can't afford the time to go and look at the Waking Up course, just have a listen to the song, and feel free to also look up the lyrics to this song. They're printed in full at the website of the Kipling Society, and perhaps read them through whilst listening to today's recording, which is again solo a cappella. Enjoy.
I do not look for holy saints to guide me on my way, nor male nor female devilkins to lead my feet astray. If these are added, I rejoice. If not, I shall not mind. So long as I have leave and choice to meet my fellow kind. And as we come and as we go, and deadly soon go we, thy people, Lord, thy people are good enough for me. Thus I will honour pious men, whose virtues shine so bright, though none are more amazed than I, when I by chance do write. And I will pity foolish men, for woe their sins have bred, though 99% of mine I brought on my own head. And Amorite or Eremite or general averagee, thy people, Lord, thy people are good enough for me. And when they bore me overmuch, I will not shake mine ears, recalling many thousand such whom I have bored to tears. And when they labour to impress, I will not doubt nor scoff, since I myself have done no less, and sometimes pulled it off. Yes, as we are and as we are not, and we pretend to be, thy people, Lord, thy people are good enough for me. And when they work me random wrong, and oftentimes that's been, I will not cherish hate too long, my hands are none to clean. And when they do me random good, and I will not feign surprise, no more than those whom I have cheered with my wayside courtesies. But as we give and as we take, whate'er our takings be, thy people, Lord, thy people are good enough for me. But when I meet with frantic folk who sinfully declare there is no pardon for their sin, the same I will not spare, till I have proved that heaven and hell, which in our hearts we have, show nothing irredeemable or either side the grave. For as we live and as we die, if utter death shall be, thy people, Lord, thy people are good enough for me. Deliver me from every pride, the middle, the high, the low, that bars me from my brother's side, whatever pride he show, and purge from me all heresies of thought and speech and pen that bid me judge otherwise than I am judged. Amen. That I may sing of crowd or king or road-born company, that I may labour in my day, vacation and degree, to prove the same in deed and name and hold unshakenly. Where'er I go, whate'er I do, whome'er my neighbour be, the single faith in life and death and to eternity. Thy people, Lord, thy people are good enough for me.